And now for our regular Friday look at what the critics say about the weekend's major movie releases, Slate's Ben Williams has this summary judgment.
Our first film is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which stars Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet as a couple who undergo a futuristic treatment to have their memories of each other erased.
By the time you wake up in the morning, all the memories we've targeted would have withered and disappeared, as in a dream upon waking.
Is there any risk of brain damage?
Well, technically speaking, the procedure is brain damage, but it's on a par with a night of heavy drinking.
Eternal Sunshine's screenwriter, Charlie Kaufman, is not so much a conjurer with a trick up his sleeve as a guy madly sewing extra sleeves onto his jacket, says The New Yorker. Told in reverse, Kaufman's latest is a brain twister so convoluted it deposits the viewer in an alternate universe, according to The Village Voice. The film might have flown off the handle into meta-hot air, cautions Rolling Stone, if not for the grounded and groundbreaking performances of Carrey and Winslet. But in the end, Eternal Sunshine bends your brain and breaks your heart at the same time, says Entertainment Weekly. Next up is Dawn of the Dead, a remake of George Romero's 1978 zombie horror classic set in a shopping mall.
What are they?
I don't know. Why are they coming here?
Memory, maybe. Instinct. Maybe they're coming for us.
The critics mostly agree with the Los Angeles Times, which calls Dawn of the Dead good zombie fun. It has a death metal energy all its own, says the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Zombies move faster in 2004. The Miami Herald chuckles that where the original film's flesh eaters lumbered and shuffled from place to place, now they dash around like post-Thanksgiving shoppers at an early morning Target sale. There are enough oozing sores and exploding heads to make a trauma nurse sick, enthuses the San Jose Mercury News. Yet what makes the film pop aren't the buckets of blood, but the filmmaker's commitment to genre fundamentals, says the LA Times. Our last movie is Taking Lives, a serial killer flick starring Angelina Jolie and Ethan Hawke.
I thought you and I had a special relationship. The kind that demanded a great deal of respect. But obviously you don't understand, so I'm going to explain it to you again. You have something that I want. Therefore, it's mine.
Taking Lives seems to mark a breaking point for the serial killer formula. How to refresh a premise that has been so stale for so long, wonders the New York Times. The film swipes from the movie Seven like a cinematic pickpocket, but only comes up with lint, scoffs the Chicago Tribune. It's one long wallow in elements that have long since had their effectiveness dulled flat, sighs the Onion. As for Jolie, Entertainment Weekly has some advice. Your career is in trouble when you star in a grade Z serial killer mystery, and people still think of it as an Ashley Judd movie.
Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment.